A princess grounded in a mysterious tower may find her escape plan comes in the form of a handsome thief. Hair-raising comedy adventure, Tangled, is now showing on Sky Movies On Demand and Sky Movies Disney.
Sky has rated the following film, You, suitable for family viewing.
Toy Story that time forgot. A young girl holds Woody in her hand.
Ho, ho, howdy, everyone. That sure was a fun Christmas. Hello, villagers.
Woo!
Excuse me.
Pardon me.
Thank you. Hey there, baby reindeer. Let's spread some Christmas cheer.
I am the Goblin Fairy. I'll make you the most beautiful of all. Please.
Hooray! Excuse me, miss. There's a bug in my son's ice cream, and he has a bug allergy. Here you go, sweetheart. Enjoy. Oh, no! My dinosaur has escaped! I'll find you.
Did you hear that, Rex?
I am a bit concerned.
No! For once, I'm finally going to get played with as a dinosaur.
Oh!
Prepare yourself. Inhabit the part. You must not play the dinosaur. You must be the dinosaur.
But I am the dinosaur.
Exactly! Now get out there and sparkle.
There she is! The terrifying Kittysaurus!
Oh no! She laid millions of eggs!
Bonnie, get ready to leave, okay, sweetie?
Coming!
To be continued.
The toys come to life.
That was fun!
The way Bonnie's mind works is a mystery of science.
You make a fantastic
well
little
done,
dinosaur.
Kitty.
It was completely convenient.
Bravo! Oh, and your portrayal of the disgruntled lunch counter patron was gripping.
Aw, don't worry, Trixie. Next time you'll be a dinosaur for sure.
Andy used to play with me like a dinosaur all the time.
Yeah, me too. It's not all it's cracked up to be.
How would I know?
Good point.
Honey, why don't you bring some toys to share with Mason?
I'll get my spaceship. Santa Woody, villager, Daddy Reindeer, Baby Reindeer, and the terrifying Kittysaurus.
Greet the world with an open heart.
Ugh. Remember to be polite now, please, and thank you.
Hey, go on upstairs, Bonnie. Mason's easy to find.
Mason!
Mason?
The room's full of toys.
Whoa, oh, duck! Whoa, that was close.
You've got to be kidding me. He got an Optimum X for Christmas.
I never knew Mason liked video games.
Sadly, the controls are beyond my limitations.
Limitations are the shackles we bind to ourselves.
Mason!
Oh, hey, Bonnie.
Whoa! You have got to check this out.
Come on.
Oh.
Okay.
She throws her spaceship bag.
Mayday! Mayday!
We're going in!
The bag skids along the floor of the room, crashing to a halt against a toy bridge's support post. Woody opens the bag zip.
Everyone okay? I guess we're not getting played with after all.
Well, who could blame her? No one could resist an Optimum X.
Where is everybody? Where's Sock Ape and the little wrestlers and the Eagle Force gang?
Looks like we got all afternoon to find our old friends.
Maybe some new ones.
Wow, Mason really hit the jackpot this Christmas. Nobody's this good.
We're gonna meet some new toys! I'm both excited and panic-stricken.
Battlesaurs, the ultimate dinosaurs. I love it.
Oh! Hey!
A small green dinosaur scuttles off.
Here, boy! Here, little guy!
Trixie! Come on, Kang, let's stay together!
Hey, slow down, buddy!
Where are you going?
Trixie! Hey, Trixie!
Angel Kitty struggles to keep up. Trixie stares at the battlesaur world which stands in front of them.
You guys! This playdate just got very interesting.
A complete set. Fresh out of the box.
Where is everybody?
Hello?
Hey, motion-activated room sentry. Impressive.
Armed battlesaur guards appear and surround them.
Whoa, look at them! They're like dinosaurs plus, with the armor and the little red spears.
Easy there, little doggy.
Speak swiftly, foolish outlanders, or suffer my battle blade.
We are savage warriors, eager to slake our endless thirst for conquest.
They stand to attention.
Oh, nice.
Everyone's so committed to their roles.
Who goes there?
The muscular Battlesaur lands in front of them, impressed. Trixie blinks.
Go talk to him, Sheriff.
Well, hi there, sir. My name is Woody, and, nobody cares.
What fearsome dinosaurs are these?
Oh.
Greetings. I am Reptilus Maximus.
And I am, my name's Trixie. It's Trixie.
You're not like our females.
Oh, you're quite a unique specimen yourself.
The guards form two lines, holding a staff and wearing a hood. A purple dinosaur with a long beak-like nose advances towards them, flanked by three small acolytes. Buzz speaks.
Now we know where they keep the fossils.
Strangers from the unforgiving outlands.
We have traveled far from the distant Bonnie tribe.
The cleric taps Woody and Buzz with his staff.
Leave your offerings and be gone.
Are dinosaurs not welcome in our great city, wise cleric?
Fine, have them made presentable. I find their lack of armor disturbing.
To the armory!
Well, I think I'm going to head back.
I'll go with you. I've had enough Shakespeare in the park for one day.
Suit yourself. See you later.
Welcome to Battleopolis.
Oh, that's nice.
Excellent. A notch here, a jog there. Now go and be magnificent.
Ooh. Bragon, indulge this dinosaur goddess in your finest wear.
I like where this is going.
Oh, look at you. A ponderous monolithic canvas to be adorned.
Keep talking.
The symmetry of a ceratopsid and such strong anterior protuberi.
You are so discerning.
Oh, yes. I'm quite expert in the enhancertizing and accoutrementization of battlesaurs large and small.
Rhaegon opens a large chest of armor.
Ooh. Okay, I'll take that.
Oh, yes, of course.
That.
Plasma core warheads.
Well, you never know.
Gauntlets.
Yeah, very nice.
Dorsal sensoid plates.
For me?
Oh, most certainly.
Do you have the battle gogs in flame?
You have to ask.
Dish them on over, little fella. Have I mentioned what a fantastic time I'm having?
It is as plain as the horn on your face.
When do I get a turn?
I haven't forgotten you, brother.
It's perfect.
Ready for me?
Well, what do you think?
The elders shall gaze upon this battlesaur with full and rapturous pride.
That's exactly what I thought you'd say.
Hey, Trixie! Ah, who's a fierce dinosaur now?
Roar!
The ultimate dinosaurs.
Come, Battleopolis awaits.
This set is incredible. I could really get used to this.
Give us some muscle.
You're a bruiser, aren't you, lad?
Prehistoric buildings, dinosaur cars, whatever that thing's meant to be. What is it?
The Triassic Tower of the Dream Elders, through which distant beings convey cosmic wisdom from another dimension.
At our house, Bonnie just yells across the room in a funny voice.
And here, the Volcano Command Base, my domain.
Everyone needs an apartment shaped like their own head.
Battle well, brother.
With strength and honor.
Prickle Pants is right. You just need to be the battlesaur.
Your Prickly Pants is a wise prophet. Battle is everything to us. Our survival. Our legacy. From a kingdom long ago. An enigma wrapped in mystery. We've battled every foe. Since before the dawn of history. History! Battlesaurs!
You even have a theme song? Oh, you seem to have everything.
You are a puzzle, Trixie.
Well, technically, I'm a posable action figure.
Now, tell me more of your world.
Oh, it's nothing like this. I'll bet you have the most amazing play times.
Play times? I do not understand.
Oh, you know, play, when you give yourself over to a kid.
Giving is surrender. A battlesaur would never surrender.
Ooh, so serious.
Trixie, you cause me to question all that I know.
Time for battle.
Oh, what's that?
The great Dream Elder beckons us to the arena of woe.
Okay.
Dozens of battle sores sit inside the amphitheatre-style arena of woe. Mace in hand, Reptilus steps onto the round central stage, soaking up the crowd's adoration. In armour, Trixie walks in and scans the enthusiastic crowd. Reptilus beckons her on stage. She gleefully obliges. The cleric appears on a raised platform along with his acolytes, who are miniature versions of him. He sits on his throne.
Let the battle begin. Get over there!
Zaki! Pingo! Bomberoy!
Oh, this'll be good. I'll do a jab, then you pretend to attack me, then...
You guys are so jumpy!
Reptilus strikes one of the toys. The cleric turns his thumb down. Reptilus knocks Pengo's head into the crowd with his mace.
It's doomsday.
Sokko grapples with Reptilus, but his arm is torn loose. Small green dinosaurs leap on him, sending clumps of wool airborne.
Trixie?
What?
Trixie, the Battlesaurs are not playing. They've never been played with. They don't even know they're toys.
Incredible, isn't it?
The cleric drags his finger across his throat. Reptilus jumps towards Buzz and Woody, leaving Trixie wide-eyed and open-mouthed with fear.
No!
You got a crayon?
Reptilus smashes through the crayon with his mace. Buzz throws the remaining crayon at him, but it bounces off him and he looks angry. Buzz pushes a button and his visor pops up. Reptilus slams down with his mace, but Buzz and Woody separate and he misses. Woody bends and contorts his body, narrowly avoiding more of his swings. Reptilus looks up and sees Woody clinging onto the end of his knobbled mace. Buzz pulls his tail. Walking up the mace, he pushes him on the head. Reptilus lands on Woody. He then flings Woody at Buzz. Reptilus runs into Buzz's wing. A disc on his chest glows.
Blast!
Reptilus spins his mace. Woody looks at the small green dinosaurs behind them. Reptilus is about to strike.
Back off, you... What? You bully!
Curse! Release the Goliathon!
The huge green bulbous Battlesaur is pulled into the arena on chains. Rhaegon hits him with a hammer and he bursts into life. Opening his enormous mouth, he runs and jumps, crashing down onto the platform with his six legs. He launches the pair into the air and swallows Buzz. Woody is trapped between his jaws. He closes and opens his jaws, then swallows Woody too. Trixie winces. Woody's hand disappears into its mouth and it sleeps. The stunned audience members all cheer. Trixie spots a red button on its side. She charges, bouncing off it, revealing Bonnie written on her foot.
As I suspected, she bears the mark of obedience.
What? This?
I thought I knew you.
I was thinking the same thing.
She is an enemy to the tribe. Rhaegon, the supplicator.
The supplicator? Are you suiting nomenclature?
The cleric uses the control pad to control Rex. With two joysticks, he moves Rex's armoured arms. He pushes a button, making him walk forward. Trixie watches him turn sharply, heading for the round platform with his metal hands snapping open and closed.
Rex, have you completely lost it?
I'm sorry! I can't control myself!
There is no escape, Trixie of the Bonnie tribe.
Bonnie!
Three small green dinosaurs bite onto Trixie's tail. She spins, launching them at three battlesaurs blocking the entrance. They bite them and she escapes.
Reptilus! Stop her!
Looking determined, Reptilus chases after Trixie. She leaves their land and runs past numerous toy boxes. She looks up and sees the tower on the side of one of them. She pulls the wrapping off another and Reptilus spots himself standing on the volcano command base on the side of it. Trixie turns a box to face Reptilus. He walks towards it, realizing it's the box he came in. He stares wide-eyed at the indented plastic section of the box, realizing it fits around his body perfectly. He looks up at the box, reads Battlesaurs, then his name. He angrily strikes it with his mace. Having watched him, Trixie the Triceratops scampers off. cleric uses the Tower of the Dream Elders as a periscope to watch Mason and Bonnie play video games. The Goliathon is brought before him.
Robot, obey.
He makes Rex open the Goliathon's mouth. He pushes the joysticks forward and Rex pulls out Buzz and Woody.
Rex!
Again, open!
The Goliathon spits out Angel Kitty.
Woody.
What? Hey, that's Mason and Bonnie.
Oh, I get it. You're glad Mason got the Optimum X.
He plays there while I rule here. My battle saws have no use for play. They have everything they need. Content in their ignorance.
What's ignorance?
You've been a busy little tyrant, and only 2 days since Christmas.
Christmas.
The joy that you give to others is the joy that comes back to you.
Oh. You will all be cast into the pit.
Pit?
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 Zooming through Battleopolis, past a dinosaur ribcage, two battlesaurs reveal a spinning fan. Trixie looks up at Mason and Bonnie, who are engrossed in their video game.
I've got to shut it down!
Trixie looks under the desk and is disheartened to see a labyrinth of cables. Running forward, some of them pull off her back armor. She gets her foot trapped in another batch.
Ooh. Come on, buddy, fight it off!
Rex, resist the supplicator!
Sorry! I'm sorry!
Oh. Rex carries Buzz and Woody towards the spinning fan.
Oh boy.
Trixie spots the off switch.
No!
Trixie skids, knocking Reptilus over. He blocks the button with his mace.
Reptilus! Your world is bigger than you know! Let me show you who you really are.
But I am a battlesaur!
You can be so much more! And you know it!
Battlesaurs hit the ground with their battle blades. Angel Kitty, Buzz, and Woody are carried closer to the rotating fan. Angel Kitty plays her horn.
Pipe down, you.
The fan destroys the horn.
Reptilus, it's your kid who chooses what you're going to be. It could be a dinosaur, baby reindeer, or something you'd never even think of. It's about being there for your kid. It's about...
surrender.
Wide-eyed, he presses the off button with the butt of his mace.
Huh? This bus is out of gas!
Dang it, the power's down!
Mason reaches under the table. Reptilus drops his mace. He falls back into his hand. Mason stares at him with his big brown eyes.
With the polar bears and the salamanders until they find us. Check the supplies. We have hamburgers, spaghetti, pancakes, chocolate milk, gummy worms.
Oh, what planet is he from?
Neptune. Or maybe Florida.
Trixie watches as Mason holds Reptilus. Rex dangles Woody and Buzz over the rotating fan.
Whoa!
The cleric pushes the joysticks and Rex lowers them closer. The lights come on.
Baby reindeer. There she is. She says, put on your dance pants. Look, Buzz, I'm a boneless chicken. How about a dance, Uncle Wormy?
Don't know how.
He's adorable.
Bonnie pushes the Goliathon and a Battlesaur car along. The pair swing Reptilus and Trixie through the air. The toys are then lying next to each other on the floor.
That was glorious.
It was, wasn't it?
It's always so great to have Bonnie around. Let's have her back next week.
So, shall we say Tuesday around 3:30?
Bonnie picks Trixie up. There's a flash of bright light.
So, how was the
a playdate?
Oh, you know, typical crash landing.
Hostile lizard people, hand-to-hand combat.
And I was a mindless, lumbering automaton.
Well, that part adds up.
What about you, Trixie? Have you finally found a role that suits you?
Goblin fairy, ghost clown, dancing queen, a baby reindeer, you name it. And Bonnie's dinosaur. And Bonnie's dinosaur gets to be everything.
Be grateful for your gifts. They are all around you.
Aww.
They are all surprised as Kitty has disappeared. The credits roll. Reptilus opens his hand and sees it has Mason's name written on it. Mason is asleep next to him. He rolls forward and looks at the other toys who are also sleeping. The small green battle sores lie on or around Socky, the sock puppet monkey who now has Rex's robotic arms. He looks at the daydreaming cleric, then swings up to the windowsill. It's snowing.
Farewell, Trixie of the Bonyi tribe. My heart will burn bright at the moment of your return. Tuesday. Around 3:30.
A bright red light flashes in Mason's bedroom. The end.